And never be afraid to rub your meat. I love rubbing and touching my meat and getting those seasonings in all the cracks and crevices.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
You gotta activate your five senses. Your eyeballs, your earballs, your anus balls, your balls balls. What other senses do you have?
Your hands, your tongue.
In taste. Your tongue. Yeah. Get down there and worship, girl. Pray in tongues, you know what I'm saying? Speak in tongues while you're down there.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my beautiful co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. A best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. All right.
Cats and kittens.
I'm going to say it once. It's going to be controversial. And then I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Airbnb sucks.
Okay.
Everybody thinks that they are a hotelier, but no one, there's a reason why hotels have been successful for almost as long as we've been on Earth. And the reason why is because they have thousands of years of experience taking care of human beings when they're away from their natural environment,
yes.
AKA their home. Airbnb
just
has a bunch of fucking morons who buy places they probably shouldn't have bought and then try and rent it out for extremely expensive prices. Now, I know Airbnb is extremely successful, and I have also owned an Airbnb, so I'm an idiot who tried to be a hotelier. We went to Spain, and we stayed at a couple of Airbnbs, and every one of them, all three of them, sucked.
This is so disappointing to hear, because I was excited when you said... I said, where are you guys staying? You know, and you said, we've gotten some
I know, Airbnbs. It's out of character
sounds,
for us, right?
It sounds fun, though. It sounds good. You've got a whole house.
You got a whole house to yourself.
And with multiple people, too.
Yeah, you got many people.
Yeah, that's nice to have a house.
It's either get multiple hotel rooms. Yeah. I'm not saying hotels are right for every situation. And I'm also not saying that every Airbnb host is
I've had some good experiences.
Is a dum-dum. But man, did we have terrible
experiences. You took a chance going out of the country with them.
Well, I mean,
you took the chance though.
Yeah, we should.
Now we all know. You're providing a public service.
We go to one Airbnb. Let me share this with you.
Okay.
Up in the north of Spain, in a place called Santiago, where the Camino de Santiago is, the trail that everybody walks up there. You know, go Google it if you want to find out more about it. I don't know enough to be dangerous, but I do know that there's a trail that everybody walks through Spain called the Camino de Santiago, which is the Saint of Santiago, and blah, 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 blah. So Santiago is also a college town. It's a place where people retire, and it's a place where kids go to college. So it's a lot of old people and a lot of young people, and there's not much else there, but it's a beautiful city.
Are there influencers?
Chrissy, there are influencers.
Sorry. I didn't mean to get you on the influencers.
You don't even want to get me started on the Camino de Santiago influencers.
Yeah, let's go back.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. So we go there, and Astrid, before the trip, who did a wonderful job planning the trip, says, hey, I see this house. It's off in the distance. It's like, you know, 10 miles from the actual town of Santiago. It's a old farmhouse that's been renovated. And so there's room for the kids to play. It's a beautiful scenery backdrop. It's actually on a farm, so, you know, there might
be
animals. Sounds great, right? Kids love animals, whatever. So we get there, and we cannot find this place. It's that kind of place where there's, like, no place on the map where you can actually identify this place is. So the lady literally has to drop a pin where this is, and we have to follow the pin on these back roads outside of town, on these dirt roads, through all this farming community. So we finally find the place, and it's a tiny little village. There's maybe like 10 houses in this one little area. And the house, the renovated farmhouse, is there. So we pull up, and the lady, to my surprise, is standing there opening the gate to this old farmhouse for us that's been renovated, this home that we're staying in.
She was making sure you got there safe.
What a nice lady, I thought. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really convenient. So the lady, you know, everybody starts talking Spanish to each other, and I'm picking up a few words. And the lady seems, from my, you know, limited knowledge of Spanish, the lady seems to be rather persnickety right off the bat. Make sure you don't park in the grass. Make sure you park the cars this way. Don't lock the garage door here. Make sure the gate closes there. Make sure that your lights are on and the thing is off and the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, well, it's really nice of this lady to show up and show us the house, But, you know, what's up with all the rules already? I mean, we just got here. Like, you know, you don't have to slam us over the head with every rule you ever had about the house.
Welcome us with a cocktail.
Welcome us with a cocktail or say, hey, it's your house. You know, my house is your house. Have fun. Don't destroy anything. See you later.
Yes.
So the first thing that you have to know about this house is it has zero, and I mean zero, air conditioning in it. So it has no AC, only heat. Now, 90% of the time in Santiago, that would be just fine. Except for July of 2023, when the entire world is baking to death. And this house is as hot as it fucking could be. And the room...
Hence the availability.
Hence the availability. That, and it's 10 miles from civilization. Right. Even if you were walking the Camino de Santiago, then you'd have to walk the Camino de shitty Airbnb. Because you'd have to find this place out of the middle of nowhere. But I'm with it. I'm down with it. I'm like, okay, this is going to be great. You know, it's just a short 15-minute drive into town if we need anything, and it's a beautiful location. The scenery was certainly beautiful.
At least you have that.
But there's no air conditioning, and we asked for a crib because we have a child that needs a crib. We asked for a crib, and the lady puts the crib in one of the larger rooms. There's like 5 rooms in this house. So
How many people are you with?
There's about 11 of us at that point.
Okay, and 10 of them are your kids.
10 are my kids, and one is my wife. So there's 11 of us all together, and some additional family members. So, but everyone has a room. And so we get there, and I get upstairs into this room where the crib is, and it is as hot as any room in the place. But I also understand that this is the way that Spain can be. Not everybody has air conditioning. Air conditioning is not a worldwide phenomenon. It's only some places that you need it and that you have it available to you. And they're mostly the room air conditioners, like one air conditioner
on the window.
On the window or on the wall somewhere or whatever. You get
to
it. You see it.
To the window, to the wall.
So I'm like, okay, I'll deal with it. We get there at about 5 o'clock, by the way. I should preface this. So by 7 o'clock, everyone's getting settled, pick their rooms. You know, we're all getting unpacking the stuff and all this. We're going to spend 5 days there. So it's not a short amount of time. It's not an extended amount of time. It's just five nights we're going to spend there. So I'm like, oh, let me check my text messages. So I go to check my text messages. No new text messages are in. That's weird because I get about 1,000 a day. So I'm like, that's weird. I don't have any text messages.
I see where this is going.
And then an hour later, I'm like, I got to make a phone call. Mm-hmm. I got to call somebody. In important commercial break business needs to be taken care of.
Right.
I have to call our fake review guy and give him some more fake reviews. So I, you know, I dial up the fake review guy on the commercial break hotline, and I press go, and it just says connecting.
First.
And then
did
I
your
realized.
Heart sink a little?
Yes, it did.
Yep.
And the dreaded no bars. Mm. The dreaded no bars. So here's Brian's reaction. Does anybody have cell phone service? Right. No, not me. I got one bar. Where you got that one bar? I'm in the shitter. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Follow the Glade smell.
Yeah. Follow my stink. Which I'm good at because I'm used to doing that here at the house with Blue. So I'm like, okay, let me see if I can get a bar. I get no bars. Anywhere in the house do I get any bars that at this moment in time. And I'm like, fuck, that's okay. Let me connect to the internet. I'll get cell phone service to the internet.
Through Wi-Fi.
So I go to my Wi-Fi and I'm looking and it's searching and it's searching and it's searching. And it finally comes up with one weird named Wi-Fi that has one bar, and that bar keeps on going away and then away gone and here and then there.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, well, clearly they haven't hooked up the internet or something, like it's not on right now. So
I mean, the farmhouse wasn't an option on the Wi-Fi.
No, yeah, it didn't say farmhouse. It didn't say shitty farmhouse on there. So I'm like, well, fuck, man, this kind of sucks. Let me have Astrid dial up the lady. And Astrid goes, she comes upstairs. I say, hey, baby, you know, I got no internet and I got no cell service. She's like, yeah, no, either do I. Let me call the lady or I'll just ask her. And I'm like, how are you going to ask her? You got to call her, right? You don't have any cell phone service. And she's like, well, she's right next door. And I'm like, she's right next door. And she's like, yeah, she lives next door. She lives next door?
Oh, it was one of those.
It was one of those. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is already this is way uncomfortable. Like, I don't need somebody next door breathing down my neck about that Airbnb, about all her rules and her shittiness and her shitty service. There's not enough towels in the house for people. The shower does not produce hot water. The cell phone service is not existent. She managed to get a hold of the lady. The lady says, "We don't have Wi-Fi in that house, but I have Wi-Fi. You can connect to it. It's the shitty Wi-Fi that I cannot connect
oh,
to."
Oh, no.
And she's like, "Maybe if you go outside in the driveway, you can connect to my internet." And I'm like, wait.
I have to watch my shows.
Now. Yeah, I have to watch my shows. That's the first thing I'm thinking is, what am I going to do at night?
I do it.
What am I going to do? And here's the terrible part is that when you are in another country, you cannot watch your shows unless you're connected to a VPN.
Correct.
You can't even log into some of those services from somewhere outside of the United States. And if you cannot get on Wi-Fi or have a cell phone signal, that means even the shows you've downloaded, you cannot access because you can't open the service because you're in another country. So I'm like, fuck, I can't even get on Netflix. I can't even get on HBO Max, Max Plus, Double D, whatever the fuck they call that now. I can't get on any of these services because I cannot connect to the internet. Once I connect to the internet, I can watch the downloaded shows, but I can't connect to the internet, so I can't even open the application. But the other thing is that, you know, we got a little business here that we're running poorly, but it's a little business that we're running.
A little tiny operation
called the commercial break here. And it kind of relies on my ability to get on the internet. I don't know what I have to do, but I have to do something. I'm nervous.
You need to check in.
I got to check our numbers.
I'm nervous.
I got to check that we're going from, you know, 40 downloads to 50 downloads every day.
And maybe that something's not down.
Yeah, of course. What happens if Christina needs to get a hold of me about some commercial emergency for the commercial break or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
But what I do know is that one night away from my phone, I could handle. We did that. We went to Mallorca. I put the phone away mostly for the entire time we were in Mallorca. But at least I had it.
Right. In case.
And inevitably, someone did email or call or text about something that needed to be responded to relatively quickly. But tell me how you would feel if you walked into an Airbnb, bread and butter,
Airbnb.
If you walked into an Airbnb, there was no air conditioning, no Wi-Fi, no cell phone service, not enough towels, a shower that doesn't work, and the worst part about this all, is you cannot access your shows to watch while you're in a foreign country.
I'll tell you what I would do, and I have done this before, and that is immediately
exit.
Yes. You contact them and say,
But
this isn't working, and you drive to wherever you have internet service to do that.
So here is my dilemma. My dilemma is this. We have put together this trip for us and other family members. We have been the ones leading the charge on putting together the trip. They trusted us to get this done. This is no fault of Astrid's or ours or whatever. We just didn't know until we knew. And then when we knew, do I make a stink being the spoiled, you know, brat from the United States of America who doesn't have internet service for a couple days? Or do I just find a way to deal with it and get it over? So Astrid, as soon as I start, you know, moaning and groaning,
you're probably sweating because it's so hot.
Sweating, walking around in circles.
Exactly.
Yeah, now I'm having withdrawal from Tacoma FD or whatever television show I'm watching right now. You know, the Anthony Bourdain shows that I've been, you know, on reruns constantly in my life, West Wing, whatever the fuck I'm watching. And so I'm walking in circles and I'm like, fuck. And then I hear, "I got a service. I got a signal." And I'm like, oh, you got a signal where? Right down here. And so I walk downstairs, and on the bar top of the kitchen countertop, there's three phones that are clustered together, and they all have one bar. Each of them has one bar. Everyone has found a one spot in the house where you get one bar of service, but mine does not. Mine will not do it.
Oh, no.
So
did you reboot?
No, I did everything, Chrissy. Okay. I did everything. So I go upstairs and I'm like, fuck, babe. I don't know. I don't know about all this, you know. But, and she goes, we'll just go to a hotel. I already know. We're just going to go to a hotel.
Astrid has experience with you.
I know. She does. She knows that if I'm fussy, it's probably not going to stop. Uh-huh. It's just going to get worse.
Right.
I'm an old man. I need to be coddled at every minute.
Mm-hmm.
I am kind of spoiled in that way. In this sense that I feel like I need to be connected for our business and just because we need to be connected. And so I'm like, hey,
it's one thing if you're 21 at Bonnaroo at a campus site and you don't have the bars.
Yes.
But at this point in our life, we deserve bars.
We deserve bars. We deserve bars in any location that we go to. By the way, they have a cable service that has 352 channels, none of which are in English. But that doesn't matter. I can understand Spanish. I don't care. I can watch the television in Spanish. That part, I whatever. I can get over that part. But the thing about being connected, the shower, the towel, like everything.
It all added up.
And then the lady next door who doesn't seem to give a shit about any of this, nor does she seem to give a shit about this. You should put this on your Airbnb listing, front and center. No connectivity at this particular location. Mm-hmm. So make your plans accordingly. If I knew what I was getting into, then I could have mentally and physically prepared for this ahead of time. But now that I...
Or you wouldn't have stayed there.
You're goddamn right I wouldn't have. Goddamn right. So the next morning, so Astrid's like, you want me to just get a hotel room? We'll go there now. And I'm like, no. Just like, I don't want to be a big baby. I'm already a big baby. I don't want
to... You were being a baby about being a baby.
I know. I didn't want to be a baby about being a baby.
Gaga goo goo pee pee poo poo. Brian needs internet. I need my internet. What am I gonna do without reruns of Hell's Kitchen? Mommy, we don't have internet.
Well, and I have to say, if you had air conditioning, plenty of towels, everything else was good.
Everything was
swimmingly,
great. Yeah.
And you just didn't have internet. You could probably have worked around
and
it.
Then I had to stroll around this 10 home town to get internet somewhere. I probably could have dealt with it.
Yeah.
So I just said, hey, babe, just like, yes, I probably want to go to a hotel, but like, let's sleep on it for a night, right? Because now it's already dark and it's like, what's the point? We're going to go, 10 miles into town and then upset everybody. And
the American tourists. Flying.
Yeah, I know.
Down the
like
town.
Chevy Chase and National Lampoons, I just smash into the front window. Do you have internet?
I need a couple of rooms.
Si, senor. We'll take three. And about the glass? I'll pay for it. I don't care.
Put it on the commercial break tab.
Yeah. Commercial break, we'll pay for it. We got a Dun & Bradstreet number. You want it? So I'm like, let me just sleep on it, babe. So everybody else goes to bed. There's a couple of the uncles, my kids' uncles, are downstairs with their loved ones playing a game into the night. So now it's like midnight. And I'm just like, I'm as fussy as I can be because I can't connect to my phone. I can't get on the internet and I can't get any of my shit.
I'm hot too.
And I'm sweating.
Yeah, that never helps.
We bought a little fan, like a battery operated fan for the baby. So you could put it like on a stroller so it wouldn't get too hot. And I've got
that
fan like tied to the pillow. So I go downstairs and I'm like, let me go outside and see if I can get the internet. So at least I can check. So Chrissy, I go outside of this house. It's pitch black. It's like 12:30 at night. I go outside this house. I go to the front door, and then I go around near where the gate is, closer to this lady's house, and I do manage to get a little bit of internet. So I open up my apps real quick so I can get my television shows, and then I try and connect for an email. I'm not connecting with an email. I'm not connecting with
data.
Just, yeah, I don't have enough power to get the internet in and out, but I was managed to open up one of the apps so I can at least download my shows.
Okay.
So I'm like, fuck. And then all of a sudden I hear... And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I can hear rustling. I can hear rustling around in the bushes. And I'm like, oh shit, that's an animal. I got to get out of here, right? But hold on. My app just closed. Let me open it again and get the internet real service. And then all of a sudden, out of fucking nowhere, is a goddamn chicken right at my feet. It's... doing that little thing
pecking.
That it does, pecking. Yeah, pecking. It's like pecking in the air. And I'm like, what the fuck are you on? Chrissy, the chicken started to chase me around the so here I am, no shoes on, no shirt on. I got my sleeping shorts on, and I'm running around this driveway in the middle of Santiago.
Your nightcap?
Yeah, in my moo-moo. I'm in my night moo-moo with my shower cap on, waiting for hot water. And this chicken's like, bark, 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 bark. And I'm like, I don't know the first fucking thing about chickens. And I'm like, oh my God, get out of here. What are you doing? So all I can think of is, okay, Brian, just be calm with the chicken. Because the last thing you need is like, someone taking a video of you on the host of the commercial break, punts a chicken 30 feet down the driveway. So I'm like, get away. I'm
that
like
would be
shooing
good content
it.
Content for Instagram.
Oh my
though.
God, would it? I am shooing this chicken away. So now, add to the list of things. Now we have wild chickens just running all over the property. They actually weren't wild. There was a pen next door and one of the chickens got out. But But that chicken was like in the middle of the night just chasing people. What is it doing? What kind of chicken is that? It's a vampire chicken.
You don't think go to sleep.
I thought they were like daytime animals.
I did too.
Oh, yeah. And then fucking forget about it. You're hot. You're sweaty. By the time it gets cool enough for you to sleep, it's like 5:30 in the morning. And then at 5:37 in the morning,
that's when the rooster crows.
And so my kid who's sleeping with me wakes up and he's like, Dad, chicken. And I'm like, oh, where? It's in the house. He's like, no, I hear a chicken. And I'm like, okay, that's good. Go back to sleep. And he's like, I want to go play with the chicken.
Of course, yeah.
No. I'm like, oh, my God. So we get up. Astrid takes, they all go out to breakfast somewhere. And I'm like, I got to stay here and try and figure out how to get on the internet.
Oh, my God. You're still trying?
2 hours later, Astrid, because it takes 2 hours to eat anything there. 2 hours later, Astrid shows back up. And I'm like, honey? And she goes, I already booked the room. And I'm like, thank
that's
you.
That's exactly what she
thank
was
you.
Doing.
Yeah.
She was like,
thank you.
Going to breakfast.
Yes, booking the room. So she books a hotel room. And we left. And then everybody else stayed there because they were perfectly fine staying there. They were like, whatever. We don't need, you know, we're fine.
We'll
because they're actual human beings that, you know, are decent. They're not Brian Greens who need their ass wiped every 5 seconds. I'm sorry. That's just what I needed. But it just, and so then this lady, all of a sudden, so we leave. Two of Astrid's family members come in to replace us to take that room.
Oh, nice.
They were going to get a hotel in Santiago. And they said, yeah, we don't mind, you know, because they live in Madrid. They also don't, they live in Madrid and they didn't have air conditioning. Mm-hmm. And Madrid is hot as fuck. So they were quite used to this, right? So they came in and they were like, yeah, we're just going to be here for a couple of days. We'll stay there. That's fine. So we call the lady just to be nice. We call the lady, we text the lady who owns the house and we say, hey, listen, we're gonna have a big lunch over there. Cause they had like a really nice table outside and a grill and stuff, overlooking, you know, the beautiful mountains of Santiago. So I said, you know, yeah, just text her and let her know we're gonna have a couple people over. So that we're allowed to have 11 there. And then we're gonna tell this lady we're bringing an extra 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
And she responds right away, no, you cannot have more than 10, 11 people there at any given time.
Oh, God.
And we're like, no, they're just coming for lunch. We're just going to have a lunch there. And she's like, it doesn't matter. You can't have anybody else over there because the police will come. And I'm like, do you think I was born on a fucking turnip truck?
The police are going to come for like a nice farmhouse style lunch.
Chrissy, are the police going to come to this fucking house at all, ever?
And then there's that.
Like the Santiago police, you know, they're chasing college kids around or high on LSD stuck in trees. They don't have any concern about you having 13 people and not 11 at your fucking farmhouse. This lady ended up being a real fucking yahoo. She wouldn't let us have extra people over. Someone moved the crib and she tried to charge us to move the crib back to the room. Not even kidding you. Not even kidding you. This lady was a total yahoo.
I hope you left a bad review.
I will. Yes. I mean, we just got back, so I'm going to leave a bad review. But this was endemic of every place that we went. One place, water was pouring out of the ceilings. Every time we took a shower, water just came pouring down the ceiling. This was the nicest place, nicest Airbnb I have ever stayed in, which is not saying much, but nicest place I've ever stayed in an Airbnb. The second we turned on the shower, water was pouring down on the second floor, pouring down into the first floor.
Oh, no.
And the guy was like, sorry. And we're
it
like,
happens.
Sorry.
Happens.
You're not worried about the water pouring? Just put a bucket down there. Put a bucket down there. What am I, your handyman now? The power kept going out. We didn't have extra towels. There were ants marching all over the house. This guy didn't give a shit. He gave no shits whatsoever about our comfort. And so here's my conclusion. My conclusion is when I go on vacation, I like to be comfortable.
Of course.
It's just one of those things. I want comfort. And that means having all of the things that I have available to me at my house, like internet and cell phone service and hot water. But then in addition to that, maybe a luxury here and there, a mint on the pillow, some slippers that I can use after my shower. Now, I realize they don't offer that at the Motel 6, but, you know, I like to go there anyway. I want someone who has thousands of years of experience taking care of guests when they're out of their
something to be said for hotels.
Something to be said for hotels, Chrissy. Mm-hmm. And therefore, anytime I can, I'm going to stay at a hotel. I'm just going to stay at a hotel. Or maybe it's a Europe thing versus an America thing. Because I have been to Airbnbs here in the United States that have been perfectly lovely.
Yeah,
perfectly
too.
Lovely.
Me too. And I have had a few duds as well, but I was immediately able to switch.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. When we went to Philadelphia one time, we were staying in an Airbnb and the same, it was blazing hot. And their air conditioning didn't work.
Oh,
and we
didn't.
Were like, this is not going to work for us. And the guy actually owned a couple of properties, and he put us into another one.
Well, see, so, that's the kind of service that you would expect. Yeah. So when we start to, and listen, we are not the kind of people to complain, because I worked in the service industry for a long time. I refuse to complain. I'll complain here on the commercial break, but I don't do it in real life. This is where I complain. Here. And to my wife, who hates me.
Is your suggestion box?
It's the suggestion box is open when I get into my house, but I don't do it out there because I understand when you're providing me a service.
But I would definitely do a review on that place because you need to let other people know.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have to be mean about it. You can just say, these are the things that they don't provide.
Listen, the guy who had water pouring everywhere in his house, at least he was nice, right? At least he was a nice guy.
Right.
He didn't do anything about it, but at least he's a nice guy. He didn't offer us a discount. He didn't do anything. But this lady was fucking Yahoo from beginning to end. And then on top of that, she made life difficult for the people who were staying there, which was fucking awful, in my opinion. So here is the moral of the story.
Yeah, y'all weren't a bunch of teenagers. I mean, you're having a big party.
No.
You were all adults.
Kids and adults. And it's like we're a family, you know?
Yeah, I mean, some of those people, what's the oldest person there? 60s, 70s?
60s. Yeah, 60s.
Yeah, I mean, that's not.
And then we're going to bring Astrid's grandfather, who's 90 years old. Like, I mean, you know, what's he going to do? Drop his drawers and take a dump on your floor? I mean, what is he going to do?
Yeah.
Jizz all over your chicken? He's not going to do that, I promise. So my thought, here's the moral of the story, kids. Here's the moral of the story. The moral of the story is Brian doesn't like Airbnbs, and chickens are indeed nocturnal.
Ah, they can be.
Chrissy, I expect when I go somewhere, someone is going to worship me.
I don't know if chickens
are not nocturnal.
I don't know if that's a moral.
Oh, it's not a moral of the story? The moral of the story, you might be right about that. It was a total misuse of the English language. The moral of the story is Brian's a spoiled brat.
No,
the moral of the story is stop being a spoiled brat, Brian.
No, the moral of the story is read the reviews and maybe also don't stay in tiny towns in an Airbnb.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We made it out alive.
You tried it.
We tried it. We gave it a try for 12
you tried
hours.
It, and now you've come back and relayed this information to me, and now I won't do it.
You won't go to Santiago to the same farmhouse.
I'm not. Yeah, we'll go to a hotel.
No, just be mindful about these Airbnbs, because sometimes you think I guess it could happen with a hotel, too. You could read the reviews and see that things look good, and then you show up, and it's a shitty experience.
True.
Maybe I just had a shitty experience at a couple different Airbnbs, but it seemed like we strung them together pretty good.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and when I go somewhere, I expect to be worshipped.
That's why you didn't. I'm sorry to keep interrupting you, but now I know, because I was texting you about a couple of things while you were gone. And
that's right.
That's why you didn't respond, because you didn't have internet.
I didn't have internet service. You wouldn't believe the amount of messages that came through when I got that internet service. People were looking for me. Someone's always looking for me. Why is everyone always looking for me?
You're so popular.
I don't know. I expect to be worshipped. I expect to be worshipped, and I expect my cock to be worshipped.
Okay.
And so, thank God. Cock worshiping is becoming a thing on the internet. Have you heard about this?
I've heard, yeah.
TCB.
Hey, yeah, excuse me. I've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. I'm just kidding. It's me, Christina, producer for the commercial break. And I just wanted to interrupt for a quick sec to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is the place to go to find all of our audio and video. And of course, to beg you to go to Apple and leave us a positive review. Positive. And if you go to tcbpodcast.com, you can get a free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to the website, click Contact Us, tell us you want a sticker, and give us your physical address, and we're in business, baby. You can also text us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 855-TCB-8383. And give us your questions, comments, concerns, and content ideas, please. Add us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Brian's really trying to keep up with the youths, so give us a follow. You know you wanna. If you're into videos, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and see fully edited episodes the same day they air over here. As always, please support our sponsors by going to their websites and buying their products. And don't forget to use our specialized URLs, because that's how we keep things moving here at TCB. So let's listen to those sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Hey, Podcast Universe, it's Christina, executive producer for The Commercial Break, and we are so excited to let you know that Rocket Money is sponsoring part of the show.
We've all done it. Gotten a little wine drunk and started a free trial so you could watch a new show, only to find yourself looking at your bank account a few weeks later wondering why you have a Starz subscription. I mean, maybe that's a little specific to me, but I know you've done something similar. But that doesn't even matter anymore because I have Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Just like me, over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, and chances are you're one of those people too. Rocket Money quickly and easily finds your subscriptions, and for any you don't want to pay for anymore, just hit cancel and they cancel it for you. Fabulous. Rocket Money also helps you manage all your finances in one place and automatically categorizes your expenses so you can easily track your budget in real time. So, Dad, if you're listening, I have it all under control. Go to rocketmoney.com/TCB to join the over 3 million people who have already used Rocket Money. It saved the average person up to $720 a year. So go to rocketmoney.com/TCB. Get rid of your unwanted subscriptions and take control of your finances today with Rocket Money. That's rocketmoney.com/TCB. And thanks, Rocket Money, for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
TCB. You've heard about cock worship?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Chrissy. So there are some ladies on the internet that I don't know where their heads are at, but... there is a thing on the internet, mainly on Instagram and TikTok, where women are sharing with other women how they can worship a cock so that that cock can be more friendly to them, so they can get what they want out of that cock, I guess, or so that they can show some appreciation
for
the cock.
It is like a little separate entity.
It is. It is. But I don't like that line of thinking, but yes, I agree. It is a little entity in and of its own. It's got its own domain. It's just like a vagina, yeah. Right? It's a lot less complicated than a vagina, but it's like your little thing. It's your little area.
I feel like the vagina's connected more to the brain, though.
Oh, yeah. The dick isn't connected to anything.
That's what I mean.
It's connected to our anus. Yeah. The dick is connected straight to our eyeballs. That's
exactly.
What it's connected to.
It is. Yeah. That's it really exactly is. Right.
I think the vagina is more, it's thoroughly integrated, yes, into the human body.
Right.
While the dick seemed like an
just
afterthought.
Eyes.
Here, let's stick a piece of, let's stick a piece of extra skin. I got an extra big toe here. What do we do with it? Ah, stick it on the front.
Connected to the eyes.
Yeah. Just connected to the eyes. I don't know. Connected to the eyes. And and some guys connected to the ears.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That one guy connected to his fingers. Yep. How's that? Yeah. But I have never in my life heard such horse hockey as I've heard from some of these girls out there trying to worship cock. So without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And I found a lady, one particular lady, who really wants to tell you about how she worships cock.
Well, let's hear, girl.
Worship is.
She likes to worship.
She likes to worship.
And she's in nature. She's got a little nature background there.
She does. And if I can figure out how to turn this video on, we're all going to be better people for it. Oh, there we go. Nope. Yep, there we go.
In today's video, I want to share with you how you can worship cock to save humanity.
To save humanity.
Well, you got me now.
I'm in. Wow.
Yeah, I'm in. She could have said anything after that, and I would have been in on the video.
First of all, this video is applicable to you if you want to worship your own cock, if you're a woman who wants to worship a man's cock, or if you're a man who wants to worship a man's cock. Basically, if you want to worship cock, this video is for you.
How many people identify and go, yeah, I really want to worship cock?
Well, also, how many people went, I thought this was going to be another type of video.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to worship cock.
So. I don't want to worship cock. I want to see somebody sucking on a cock. That's what probably a lot of people thought.
So why do we want to worship cock? Well, I'm going to reveal some of that later in the video. But basically, this is a way to initiate the beautiful aspects of masculine energy on the planet. We live our lives often wanting so much from other people, feeling like we don't get our needs met, feeling like we want more than they can give us. And this creates a lot of strife in our relationship.
Here's another, like, another one of these pseudo-psychologists that's on the internet.
Yeah.
Spouting a bunch of horse shit that no one understands and no one cares about. What are you talking about? You worship the cock to unleash the power on the world? What?
So save humanity.
As if the cock hasn't already unleashed its power on the world?
Yeah.
Come on, lady.
In all lives. This practice of cock worship is going to allow you to experience profound, deep connection, beauty, divinity within your relationships with people who have cocks.
And people.
People who have cocks.
You know those people.
Chrissy, this is such horseshit. I mean, don't hate the player. Hate the game. But at like...
Hey, you know, each to their own.
To each their own? Mm-hmm. Do you believe any of this?
No, but that's
of
not
course.
My own.
Yeah, no, no. Well, all well, this is a human. There's another human. They're all our own. They're all part. They're all our children. You're all our children, even though some of you are so fucked up.
This, quite frankly, is going to make the world a better place. So the first thing to do to worship a cock is to see the divine within the man. See the divine within him, within his body, within his cock. Now, this often requires you to tap.
Hi, cock, it's me.
Hey, girl, now you're speaking my language. I've been worshiping in the cock for a long time. You want to get down here on your knees and pray to my cock? Let's do a little testimony. I'm going to get a little worship. Can I get all the hands in the air right now? All the hands in the air. Wave to God and tell him hello. Say hello to Jesus. Now, I want you to make a little circle with your hand like this.
Instead of a heart.
Yeah, instead of a heart. I want you to take one hand and make a circle like a little spyglass like you did when you were a kid, spying on other people. You know what I'm saying? Now, I want you to rub up and down. I'm going to come throughout past the collection plate. I'm going to pass the collection cock. It's kind of like walking into Vegas and throwing a quarter in the slot machine. Someone's going to win. We just don't know who. This is my favorite lady on the internet, by the way, Chrissy. Hey, girl.
I bet, Carl.
Okay, I'll talk to you. I know I'll be back in 2 seconds, so I'm just going to stay right here.
Pin to the divine beauty that lives within you. If you want to bring out beautiful aspects of your lover, of your partner, of the person who you're worshiping, then you really want to tap into your own erotic sensual nature. You can do this by using your breath, by really knowing the beauty and power of
just following your steps. Just following the instructions here, girl. I already feel like I'm a better person.
Hashtag cock blessed.
Come on, cock. Come on, cock. I know you can do it.
Your own body.
Oh.
Yes. This is channeling your tantric dakini or your sexual priestess to really know the softness, the sexiness of your own skin, of your own...
Well, I don't know, girl, but...
Dakini.
I don't know about the softness. That's a problem. If you're worshiping and you got softness, then I think you're doing it wrong, girl. Here, let me show you. It's got to be hard as a staff, like the staff that Moses used to part the seas. All that semen that Moses was parting or whatever he was doing, you know what I'm saying? That rod and the staff and that whole nine yards.
Did the Dakini and Ponticus get together?
By the way, Dakini is it's what you put on pita bread at a party.
It's the new bathing suit for the summer. It's not a monokini or a bikini. It's a dakini.
It's a dakini. It's a dakini.
It's a dakini.
I had just had dakini at my favorite Greek restaurant. It was delicious. I just had dakini at my favorite Greek restaurant. I said, hey, can you bring some dakini over here? With the tahini? I want some dakini.
Body. To really enjoy the voluptuousness of your curves, of the way that your body moves. The next step in worshipping cock is to be fully present and activate your five senses.
Wait,
be
does fully this mean that I can't take pictures with the cock like I'm an influencer?
No, girl, you can't.
Selfie?
Please.
Selfies?
Take a selfie with my cock.
She said to be present.
Dear Jesus. Bless this camera and this woman who wants to take a picture with my cock. You got to activate your five senses. Your eyeballs, your ear balls, your anus balls, your balls balls. What other senses do you have?
Your hands, your tongue.
In taste. Yes, your, taste. Your tongue.
Yeah.
Get down there and worship, girl. Pray in tongues, you know what I'm saying? Speak in tongues like a down there.
This is so stupid. This girl's so stupid.
Oh, my gosh.
Into what you see. Really allow your eyes to take in the majesty, the color, the beauty, the vividity of life. Of
I've been saying that this whole time. Look at the vividity of my penis. That's how you get closer to the word, closer to the Lord.
It's closer to divinity.
That's right. Remember when Joseph had the tree trunk and the branches and stuff? He was showing us his divinity through his powerful cock.
Vividity.
Your partner.
Vividity. The vividity, the rigidity.
Of his cock. Be really.
Rub it hard enough and you'll see some liquidity. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, we've gone down the hole, listeners.
Oh, we have. You've been here before many times, but here we are again. Down at the bottom of all possible comedy, dick jokes. We told you before, we'll tell you again. We're just doing enough to get by, guys. No hanging fruit. Like my balls.
Present to the smell of his cock, of his body. Allow it to drive you wild. Really be present to everything you're experiencing. Really pay attention to the touch of your hands, to the softness of skin. Really.
You know how the three wise men brought frankincense and myrrh as a smell? I brought frankincense and cock.
It is a smell.
Yeah, you got it. Listen, there is a smell down mm-hmm. there. I'm not saying it's pleasant. I'm just saying you got to worship it in order to save the humanity. That's what I'm saying.
It's all about perspective.
That's right. It's all about perspective, girls.
Taste his body, his beauty, his essence. This is the art to giving exquisite oral sex to your lover. You can literally worship his body as a devotion to life, as a devotion to nature, as a devotion to expression of humanity and beauty. You want to see the God within him. Instead,
you must be one wild woman in bed.
Yes.
I want to get to know you. Say, where's your mom live? I'm going to drop off some fat stacks at your mom's house.
Cash.
Hey, do me a favor. While you're worshiping my cock, can I worship your vagina? Send me a few photographs, if you don't mind.
With that sultry British accent she's got, I'm sure she's convincing a lot of people that this is on the up and up. But she's not. This has nothing to do with cock. She's just reciting a bunch of cockamamie spiritual bullshit.
Looking at his faults or shortcomings or all of these things that you might feel that you interact with, see beyond that.
Yeah, forget about me scamming all those people out of money. Stop all that.
See past that.
Stop all that molestation that was going on in the church. You know what I'm saying, girl. Those are my shortcomings. Let me show you my long comings.
See the true core essence of him. Take the fullness of who he is into your whole body, and this will truly initiate him into living his full divine expression. The next
it's not going to take much to take in all my fullness.
Divine expression.
Yeah. My fullness, I wouldn't call it full. It's more of a thinness you'll see rather than feel.
It's to stay connected to your pussy or to your own cock, to stay connected to your erotic sensual pleasure. Allow your cock worship to be driven by your own erotic pleasure. It's completely possible for you to experience orgasm and ejaculation just from worshipping cock, just from giving oral sex to the cock that you...
Oh, it is perfectly... It is... You can definitely have an orgasm by giving oral sex and worshipping a cock. This is nonsense. Nonsense!
Is there a council for cock?
Cock worship? Yeah, the United Federation of Cock Worshipping.
I think she's the representative.
The UFCW? It's like the WWF, only it's the UFCW, the United Federation of Cock Worshippers.
Yeah, or like the, you know, the cow, the milk, got milk.
Yeah.
That was a bit...
Got milk, got cock?
Got
cock. That's our next bumper sticker, where I certainly am going to give away a gift certificate to someone who shows that on the back of their car. Got cock. I'm taking the got milk thing and I'm putting got cock. Got cock? Worship it. Got cock? Question mark? Worship it. The commercial break. Got cock. Got cock? Worship it.
Not got coke. That's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah.
Somebody could mistake it. For
either way, it's brilliant. Either way, it's brilliant.
Your pussy and your throat are connected intimately. So as your throat chakra opens...
Oh, my God.
I've been saying the same thing for years. Your throat and your pussy are connected. Watch my dick come up through your throat.
That's the whole premise of Deep Throat, the, you know, Linda Lovelace. That and if...
It's stupid. This is stupid. This girl is... this is mumbo-jumbo bullshit to get views, just like the commercial break.
And so does your pussy, and the energy can rise up from your pussy and express out into the world. So cock worship literally can be incredibly transformative, life-changing, healing for both you as the giver and the person.
I'm healed! I couldn't walk until I started worshiping my roommate's cock. Now all of a sudden, look at me. I'm dancing. It's like those... It's like those revivals, yes, like that Peter Popoff guy where he like smacks someone on the forehead and all of a sudden they can hear, right? What if he just came out with his dick and just like smacked someone in the face?
I mean...
What do you say, Bray? Here's my cock! I can walk again!
You are giving this experience too. Really... attention to how good his cock and his body feels in your hands, in your mouth, and on your whole body. The next step is to allow all of you to open. So allow your sex center to open, but also allow your heart to open and your mind. This is when you're going to experience the most profound...
Yeah, Chrissy, why won't you let your sex center open?
Oh my God.
Sir, do you know why I pulled you over? No. You were going 110 in a 45 mile per hour zone. Where are you going so fast? The sex center? The lady on the video said I need to get to it. It's open. Well, I'm going to let you off this time because you're going to the sex center.
You just let your sex center open.
It's like the travel center on I-75.
Similar.
It's the sex center.
Rest sexual stops.
Yeah, it's like a rest stop.
Experiences. A lot of people have fear around their heart. They want to block their heart. They're scared of losing themselves. They're scared of fully giving themselves. If you can allow your heart to open, if you can allow yourself to fall in love with his body, with his cock, even if just
for... Is she naked in a rainforest?
No, no, no. She's not naked. She's got a top on.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, look. You can see like the... She's got the...
She looks bare shouldered.
With her accent, I don't think she's in the rainforest. I think she's in some...
Well, you can do these videos from anywhere.
Yeah, she's in the Sherwood Forest. Sherwood Forest.
Moment. It will be truly transcendent. Let yourself be taken by the experience, by his beauty. The next thing to be aware of
is... She keeps on saying the same thing over and over again. Every bullet point is the same exact thing, sure.
She's hammering it.
Literally hammering it home.
To keep eye contact. This creates deep intimacy, and the eyes are the portal to the soul. So as you create eye contact, you're making the mind connect.
Uh-uh, girl. Look up here. Look up here. There you go. There you go. Keep on worshiping that cock. What? Hey, up here. Look at my eyes. What am I? You're objectifying me, girl. Stop that. What am I, just a cock to you? Look at my eyes. Let's connect on the soul level. Open your sex center, girl.
Soul to soul.
Come on. Is your sex center open? What's going on? Let me travel down to your sex center.
It doesn't feel like your sex center
is open. Doesn't feel like your sex center is open.
The brain connect. connection. So you want the pussy connection, the heart connection, and the intellectual connection. And the eye contact really allows for this deep, full-bodied, connected experience. It's really so beautiful to allow this level of deep intimacy with another human.
As opposed to never looking at a person's face.
What are you doing? I mean, now granted, I have had sex with a few people who never looked at my face, but I agreed with the sentiment. I wouldn't look at it either. If I didn't have to shave every morning.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, and we're only halfway through that video. Maybe we'll get back to it. Maybe we won't. Don't get too excited. Oh, there is so much more. I have like 5 of these videos from different people about cock and pussy worship, and they're all talking the same gibberish. Mm-hmm. Cock worship is not going to save the world. I got news for you. It's not going to save the world. Here's what you can do.
And I feel like it saves the world.
Yeah, I know.
For a few minutes.
That's right. Chrissy's on to something there. You might have like 30 seconds, or in my case, like 7 seconds of saving humanity. But no, you just jizz. Now it's time to go back to sleep. Exactly. It's time to go to sleep and be ashamed of your life choices. That's what happens next. Hey, just be good to each other. That'll save the world. Why don't we start there?
Yeah, start there.
Yeah, start by putting internet in your Airbnbs, and then we'll worry about the rest. We need internet. I'm afraid I'm going to get skewered. People are going to be like, what a big baby.
Start by looking people in the eyes, like, without having sex with them. Just the person on the street. Say hello.
That's right. Why don't you start by giving us a wry smile when you walk by somebody on the footpath?
Yes.
On our treaty.
Yes.
You can smile to somebody. Say hello. It's okay.
I do.
I say hello to every single person. Mm-hmm. I always do. You know why? Neither do I, but I just do it.
Yeah, it's just
I don't
a
know
nice
why I do it.
Do.
No one says hello back to me. Almost no one says hello back to me.
But it's a nice thing to do.
I'd say it's like 10% of the people. Of course, it's a nice thing to do. It gives the people, like, they go, oh, that was nice.
Smile.
Yeah. You think in your head, oh, that was nice of that guy to say hello to me, to wave to me.
They acknowledged.
Yeah. But when you walk by me, I'm like, ugh.
I need internet.
I need internet. Where's my air conditioning? Where's my fresh towels? All right, bitch at me. Go to tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button. Tell me why I'm an asshole. And then you can also put your address, and we'll give you a free What Would Frankie Do sticker. That's our second in the series of free
Third
stickers.
Could be got cock.
That's right.
Might.
We got to go. Oh, tcbpodcast.com, 855-TCB-8383, 855-TCB-8383, anywhere in the world. Toll free. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak and at The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok.
I love you.
Okay, best to you. Best to you and best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we must say, goodbye.